beautiful number there by Jim and Margaret Poher, Forever, a special memory of the late Leno Harrison Jr., and that's from his mum and Leno Sr. God bless you both, and any time you want to call, do call Jenny. We're here to listen. We're here to help. We're here to pray for your whānau. Kia ora. Let's go and say hi to Mariana. You there, Mariana? I think Mariana's gone again. Okay. One more call. Hello? She's gone again. Okay, we'll go to this line. Hello?
Hello, what's Lindsay?
Singy.
Hello, hello. I can't believe that. That was a very good song for the family. Oh, that was all the share with the whānau and wearing the motu. We all love that song. If you can play another lovely viata for those family. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. My sweetheart, or...
I'll play another one for that family. I've got another one here, especially for the family.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. There we are, Jenny and Leno Senior. This is how much a whānau show means to a lot of people out there, especially when you lose loved ones out there. So they want to dedicate another song in memory of your son. So here we are. Aroha ki a kōrua. Here we are.
It's 9 o'clock here on the Whānau Show,
And a big welcome to you all out there, wherever you are. Greetings. Hello. You there?
Hi.
Mariana.
Hi.
Third time lucky.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, I know you got a conference meeting there, so I thought, well, we'll get you this time.
Oh, thank you so much.
What would you like tonight, dear?
Can I have Leather East and Black?
Can you put the radio down, Mariana? We're getting a feedback here.
Can I please have Leather East and Black? I don't know who the singer is.
Right, and who would you like it for?
For the Gilray whānau, the Karadia whānau from Tukumaru Bay, and everyone else that's listening.
Okay then, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I was standing by my window yesterday morning, without a thought of sorrow or care, when I saw the postman coming up the pathway, with such a smiling face and jolly hair. He rang the bell and whistled as he waited, and then he said, "Good morning to you, Jack." But he little knew the sorrow that he brought me when he handed me the letter edged in black. With trembling hands I took the letter from him. I opened it and this is what it said: "Come home, my boy, your dear old daddy wants you. Come home, my boy, your dear old mother's dead. The last word your mother ever uttered, for tell my boy I want him to come back. My eyes are blurred, my poor old heart is breaking, as I'm writing you this letter edged in black. Those angry words I wish I never spoken. You know I didn't mean them, don't you, Jack? May the angels bear me witness, I am asking your forgiveness in this letter edged in black."
A little letter edged in black here on the whānau show. Now, I've got an email here from Raymond and Esther Solomon. Esther, ngā mihi kia koe. I hope you're feeling much better, my dear. And all the best to you both. Kia ora to you and Hine. We're sitting in the motorhome at Kaituna. They must be eating eels. Kaituna. Listening to the radio for a bit, and it's just over the hill from our home, because we can't get the radio station at home. We say hi to everyone and looking forward to seeing everyone in 3 weeks' time in Pukekohe. Hey, we're looking forward to seeing you too, but to you, Esther. Hey, God bless, darling. You keep well, eh? Here we are. Here's Raymond, and golly me, this is not safe, Raymond. She showed me a little bit more. In Kaituna, golly, it doesn't make sense, Raymond. Boo, boo, boo. Here we are, Raymond Solomon.
She was showing some places where the Gold Coast waves just washed upon the pier. I said, I was looking for a getaway south of the Rio Grande. She showed me cabanas and adobe verandas all along the Mexican shore. And just when I thought that I'd see
Tuna. One of our fabulous artists you will be seeing in Pukekohe in just under 3 weeks' time, Mr. Raymond Solomon. She showed me a little bit more. She can show you the more now, Raymond, because we're going to dedicate the song from us to you guys over there, from all of us here in the studio. Here we are, I Want to Be Elvis Tonight.
I wanna be Elvis tonight, baby, hold me tight. Make sweet love to me. Run your fingers through my long black hair. Make me feel like a king. Don't treat me like a fool, don't treat me mean and cruel. Baby, baby, treat me right. It's now or never, baby, love me tender. I want to be Elvis tonight.
Run your fingers through my long black hair. I wanna be a loving teddy bear. Oh, the night is bright, the night is ripe for love.
I wanna be Elvis tonight, baby, hold me tight. Make sweet love to me. Run your fingers through my long black hair. Make me feel like a king. Treat me mean and cruel. Baby, baby, treat me right. It's now or never, baby, love me tender. I want to be Elvis tonight.
Love me. Captain, incoming message.
It's now or never, baby, love me tender. I want to be Elvis tonight.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, I didn't know Elvis is in the house, Farno. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sir. It's 9:15 here on the Farno show. Let's go to the lines. Hello.
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 Oh, is that you, Lindsay?
That's me.
Oh, kia ora, Lindsay. Look, can we have a request? From Te Rōpū Maumahara.
Oh, neat. And you fellas, give us a wee bit about you fellas. You practice at the RSA, that the one?
Absolutely.
Oh, good luck. Good luck. I hear so much. I might even come down and join you guys, you know?
Cool. We're not going to have a Hoku Whutuhaku song, but could we have Marty Robbins?
Yep.
With El Paso City.
El Paso City. No problem at all.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you fellas have a great night, eh?
And you too. We love your show. Everybody sends their regards from Te Maumahara.
Wonderful.
Kia ora.
Okay then. Tāke tāno. Ai. 0686855958 is the number to give us a call. And keep those emails coming in. They are coming in thick and fast now. And once again, thanks to our sponsors, Tūranga Health, Tūranga Arero, and of course to Alex Walker for the Whānau Show website, www.whānaushow.co.nz. You will learn through the midnight right here on the Whānau Show.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felino would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felino, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy. From 30,000 feet above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I story that I heard. And as I look down on this city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used to come. To kill another cowboy, then he had to leave El Paso on the run. Strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso city. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. I try not to let you cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere.
of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Thoughts, familiar scenes, and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. Could it be that I could be the cowboy in this mystery that died there in that desert sand so long ago?
And Amigo's guitar, right here on the Fano Show. Hello?
Hello?
Doris.
That's me. May I have the song for Avon and Holly and Gay and Morris, to you, Henny and Milton, to Nanny Kuda and Nanny Annie, and also to Madam Butterfly, to Mihi Wahanui, Pauline and Robert of Waikaremoana, to Judy and Rooker of Hunter Brown Street, and to Charlie and Lou of Every Care, and all the rest of the partner from here, to Mickey, Pam and Jason, and also Mother of Hastings, to cousin Laura and Joe, and also to Bob and Chrissy over in Australia, to Morris and Teresa of Waipawa, and to Buck of Waipak, and also to my partner down in Wellington, to Quinn and Bob, Tony and Brian, and also to Barry and Carmen. And not forgetting Tom and Judy and Ma and Pa Campbell of Market 2, and to my niece over in Rotorua, Lindsay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And have a good night.
Okay, Doris. Bye-bye.
Not
25 past 9 o'clock here on the Whānau Show. Free calling anywhere in Aotearoa, 0800-368872. Give us a call, Whānau. Don't you ever get tired of hurting me?
You make my eyes run over all the time. You're happy when I'm out of my You don't love me, but you won't let me be. Don't you ever get tired of hurting me. You must think I look bad with a smile. In such a long, long while, still I keep coming back. How can this be? Don't you ever get tired of hurting me? Let me